Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Dr. Joe Shaw, Senior Manager at World Wildlife Fund, South Africa. A very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for the opportunity to talk about this important topic, Howard.
It really is, and so shocking that one would think that the battle would be catching the criminals. It shouldn't be about prosecuting them.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the whole part of the chain is a challenge, and we need to see the poaching of our wildlife as just the first step in a chain of illegal activities. I think our brains see the poaching carcass as the main event, but in fact we need greater recognition of the fact that these are serious organized international crimes. The destination for rhino horn or elephant ivory isn't within South Africa, but Asia. So the networks who traffic these products are involved with others such as drugs and weapons. And this kind of organized crime goes hand in hand with corruption and breaking down the rule of law.
Yeah, but what are the hurdles that are faced in prosecuting?
I think part of the problem is that people don't recognize the connection with the poaching of an animal, with the seriousness of international organized crime. And so wildlife crimes, environmental crimes haven't been recognized as having the same level of severity. Of course, we need to ensure that the right building blocks are in place throughout the entire investigation. So good evidence gathering, strong chain of custody, right through the investigation of crimes. And then we need the full support from the prosecuting authority and the judiciary to make sure effective cases are built, they're handled timeously, and they're not disrupted by insiders in these networks.
Do we often find as well that do we find as well that the wrong people are being caught? In other words, it's the poachers on the ground are almost one level of it, but these are actually quite sophisticated syndicates.
Absolutely, I think that's a big part of the problem, and I think some of the people are beginning to recognize this. The thinking is beginning to shift, but it is easier to catch someone at a poaching level than to go after these organized kinpins who are manipulating and coordinating these much more serious criminal efforts. That requires effective coordination in the region and even internationally, and that's where we need the focus if we really want to stop wildlife crimes. Mm.
And how successful have we been in the last couple of years?
So I think we have seen promising responses in terms of the development of a national integrated strategy on combating wildlife trafficking. There is a recognition of the need for this approach, but in terms of its implementation and successful prosecutions of serious criminals, that does sadly still remain a challenge.
In terms of the incidence of poaching, are we seeing any improvement on the ground?
So it does seem as though the actual poaching numbers were slightly down last year on previous years, and that was likely influenced by COVID and the lockdown, meaning just the prevention of movement of people or products or information. Unfortunately, it does seem as though the pressure on rhinos is back up and remains very high. So although perhaps this issue isn't receiving the media attention it was, that certainly doesn't mean that it's gone away.
Yeah, I would imagine, in fact, that it hasn't. What about the fact that there was a lot of, and still remains, a lot of uncertainty around the origins of COVID, wildlife trading, wildlife involvement in the spread of the possible spread of the pandemic? Do you think that could assist?
I think that's a really interesting question. And of course, there are still a lot of unknowns about exactly how COVID came about, and the use of wild animal products. Perhaps there has been some shift away for hygiene and health reasons. But it's still difficult to pull out a clear pattern at this point.
Well, I think it's such a vital thing. Mark, one of our listeners, says, shouldn't poaching be considered treason in any country?
So I think what we have seen to be effective elsewhere is to use not just our Biodiversity Act or the Protected Areas Act, but things like economic and organized crime legislation. So anybody involved in rhino poaching is recognized as being part of organized crime, criminal gang activities, that it will involve money laundering. So we can then bring in more serious penalties, and including even asset forfeiture, which I think would help have a greater impact.
It would indeed. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. I do need to leave it there. But such an important conversation. Dr. Joe Shaw, Senior Manager at the World Wildlife Fund, South Africa, talking about the prosecution of wildlife criminals. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. Good